The legal procedure against former dictator Efrain Rios Montt has been plunged into chaos after Guatemala's constitutional court overturned the verdict and ruled the trial has to be reactivated due to a lack of legal counsel for the ex-general at one point. James Blears reports on the situation.
Indigenous groups, human rights organizations, and former opponents, to name but a few, thought justice had been served when a trial ended with the conviction of former general and ex-dictator Efrain Rios Montt for grave human rights violations and crimes against humanity. From May the 10th, when the conviction and sentence were announced, 86-year-old Rios Montt started serving an 80-year jail sentence. But now the Constitutional Court has ruled 3-2, the trial has to be rewound back to April the 19th. The day before that, his defense lawyer walked out, claiming bias by the judges. A court-appointed lawyer was put in place, who Rios Montt promptly rejected. His original and chosen lawyer was again excluded after challenging the judges for refusing to consider his legal representations. This latest law hiccup does very little credit to Guatemala's fledgling justice system, which, if nothing else, should have seen procedural inevitability staring it in the face. Although so-called legal brains argue that the case isn't lost but must be reheard in part, it does tend to seriously undermine many Guatemalans' confidence in their court's competence or even basic common sense. For Vatican Radio, James Blears reporting.